Another edition of the Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller from Sylacauga City Schools. Dr. Eller, this week we are kicking off honoring our assistant principals. You have five system-wide. And this morning we're starting at the bottom up. We're going from Indian Valley Elementary School with Miss Cindy Cleveland. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So, Dr. Eller, it's important, it's vital, obviously, to recognize what the role of an assistant principal is, supporting the principal in so many different cases. And this month, just focusing on what those roles are all about. And you've started here this morning with Ms. Cleveland. Talk about the relationship that you have with her, what she brings to the school system, and just overall how important it is to recognize this position.
Well, I've talked in the past about leadership and how when we're looking for leaders in buildings, how it's really almost like a marriage between principal and assistant principals. And so you have to find those qualities and skill sets that maybe are strengths that can align with that principal that's in that building. And so Cindy's background, Ms. Cleveland's background in instruction, she spent time, of course, in the classroom. She spent time as a
interventionist.
And so bringing that to the table in her role supporting with Dr. Bruno has been great because she has that instructional eye, that instructional piece. From early childhood, which we know in Indian Valley is K through 2. And so she's able to give those supports with teachers. She's able to give those supports in classrooms with leading data discussions. And her and Dr. Bruno just work. They complement each other so well. They work very well together. And I think that is clearly shown in the achievement that is taking place in that building.
Well, it's speaking of achievements, we're going to get to that in just a second, but I want to know about Miss Cleveland's backstory here. You've been in education for how many years?
26 years.
For 26 years. And this you said before we came on the air here, that you've been in this position for six years.
6 years.
So holding this position now of leadership even more so, what does that mean to you to be able to help lead the charge in the school?
Well, I learn something new every day. And just like Dr. Eller said, it is a partnership. I learn a lot from Dr. Bruno. We are partners for sure. And we have one goal in mind, and that's our students, to move our students, to take care of our students and our staff. It takes every person in that building. It's not just something that we can do alone. It takes the whole school family, as we call it, because we spend a lot of time together, and it takes everyone there putting the students first. And we get it. We put them first. We know that decisions sometimes are hard, but those decisions are made with the students in mind of what's going to benefit them, because that's what we're in the business for.
What's one thing that motivates you about your job?
Students. Absolutely. And when I need a minute to get out of the office, even though we look at data, we make plans, we work with the staff, but at the end of the day, it's all about what's best for the students. And when I need a moment to get out of the office, first thing I do, I go to the classrooms. I get the hugs. You know, we are little at Indian Valley, and we do fun things, but we're there for them, and we want to make the best experience for them because this is their first years of being in school, so we want to make it the best for them to know they've got a long road ahead, and it's exciting to watch them grow.
When I first moved to Sylacauga, I lived nearby Indian Valley, and I would always hear the laughter and the kids from over there just through the trees. And so it's fun, you know, kind of living, but you kind of live vicariously through them and think, you know, wow, what are they learning? What are they experiencing? And so, yeah, knowing that influence that you're having on them at such a young and pivotal age is extremely crucial. So much so that because of your efforts, you have achieved such an incredible honor, a big award.
Yes.
That for the first time ever.
Yes.
Has been awarded to an elementary school.
Yes.
Tell us about this. This is awesome. Congratulations.
So the Southern Regional Education Board, as you know, is a national entity that really works on school improvement. And so we have partnered with them for many years, helping with our math instruction, with our English language arts, with our science. And we also partnered with them 2 years ago to help develop a teacher leadership program. And as part of that, I contracted with them also to work as mentors for my principals and assistant principals. And so part of the work that has been done at Indian Valley is really working on the whole child, how we improve that school building culturally, climate and culture, looking at data, increasing attendance, decreasing discipline infractions, you know, definitely increasing student achievement, which we've seen, you know, they made huge gains on the report card in student achievement. And so because of all that work that has been done in that building, they applied for the Pacesetter Award and were awarded.
Incredible.
Yes.
Incredible.
We're super excited about the work that we're doing.
Yeah.
And they're excited to be able to go accept an award for our school and for our district.
And the Pacesetter Award in the past has really been geared towards secondary, because it recognizes the frameworks for students to graduate ready for college careers and credentials. And so for it to recognize that even at the elementary school that they were preparing students for graduation, it's just extraordinary.
It's really a testament to what's being done at, like I said earlier, an early age.
Yes.
What does this mean to you being in your position?
Well, it's such an honor. And, you know, everybody works really hard every day, but to see the growth of the students and to see even our staff just as hard as they work, seeing what they're doing makes a difference. Every day what we do makes a difference. And to be able to accept an award like this on behalf of the school and the work that we're doing is just incredible. We're very excited.
What's incredible about this is out of all the elementary schools that were awarded, all of them are in the state of Alabama.
Yes.
You are the, and I don't want to forgive my terms here, you're the regular school. The other ones are like specific, I'm not sure the terminology here in terms
of like a
performing arts school.
Or, mm-hmm.
Correct. A STEM school. And so so this is really incredible that you've achieved this award, and can't wait to see the pictures that come out of New Orleans when you accept it in July. That's awesome.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and it's great for the staff to as a whole to see that the work that they've done is being recognized. You know, so many times we do things in education and it's tiresome.
Yes.
And we wonder, are we making a difference? But we keep going and we keep going. And for nationally to be recognized, the work that you're doing, and for someone nationally to say your work has meaning, and what you're doing is great. And so it was just exciting for us to get that information, because they have worked really hard in that building to change the climate and culture of that building to really be a place of learning.
It's an incredible testament to what you've been able to achieve. You mentioned it just a few minutes ago about, you know, working together with Dr. Bruno. Talk about that a little bit more in terms of what a team looks like at the top level.
Well, that partnership is very strong. We have worked 6 years together, and, you know, decisions that we make, we bounce ideas off of each other. Like Dr. Eller said earlier, you know, curriculum ideas or instruction ideas, we don't have all the answers. Yeah. So just having a partner that you can bounce ideas off of,
right,
and make best decisions for the children. You know, I go to her a lot. Hey, what do you think about this? Even though I feel like I know what the answer will be, she's the person I go to of, what do you think about this? Or, I did this. What do you think? Everything's a partnership. We go to meetings together as much as possible. You know, we try to keep one of us in the building at all times, but there are times that we attend things together because we are a partnership and we want to know this, you know, what's going on together, and bounce, have that person for ideas.
Yeah,
and they each have their strengths. You know, sure. Dr. Bruno is very meticulous.
Yes.
she is the one that, you know, very manager side of things. Yep. You know, things run at a certain pace.
Right.
She's got it all under control. And Ms. Cleveland has that curriculum instructional nurturing.
Sure.
nature that goes along. And it's just a perfect balance with the two of them together. You know, there's never a time that I go in that building that there's not a child clinging to Miss Cleveland. you know, I mean, that's just, that's her nature, like mine, you know, to love and nature, you know, hug and love on children. And so, you know, it's beautiful to see just how that partnership works. You know, a lot of times, you know, our educators get frustrated when they get their admin degree and maybe they don't get an admin position off the cuff. Well, it's because it's not the right balance. It's not that you're not valuable and that your skill set's not valuable, but at that moment, that's not the right balance that is needed in that building for that principal. And so I try to explain, you know, just hold on. We'll find a space for you or a spot for you. It's because there has to be a balance.
Right.
No doesn't mean never. It means not now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Before we wrap up, you are not just an educator, you're also a coach.
I am.
You're the tennis coach.
I am.
Talk about that for a second.
So I've been coaching Sylacauga High School tennis since 2007, I think it is. This is 18 years.
Wow.
I coach both the boys and girls.
Yeah.
And I know that's just been a whole nother learning experience. I played, I went to Sylacauga, grew up here, came through the school system, played tennis for Sylacauga High School. So when that opportunity came, you know, I was right on board, looked forward to it. And I've learned a lot about tennis as well as the coaching aspect. I have great kids, which is what's kept me going for so long. Even though I'm at the elementary school, I coach for the high school. So I get that balance of the younger ones and all the hugs during the day. Then I go to the older ones in the afternoon and love each of them too. I have a great team. They work hard. We're getting ready for sectionals and hope we advance to state. So
that's amazing.
I also have a player this year that won. She was recognized as the athlete of the year. My number one, Josie Harrison, was athlete of the year this year. So we go in May to meet the governor with her. So
incredible.
We have a lot of good things going on.
Incredible. Oh, yes. My gosh, man. Yes. So many great things happening. And thankful that you're a part of it all. Just looking forward to many more great things happening with you, and thank you for being in the position that you're in and us getting able to know you a little bit better.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having
absolutely,
me.
Absolutely.
I do want to highlight today.
I was going to say today is World Autism Day. And so tell us about what this means in the school system.
So it just bringing awareness to autism, you know, year after year, those numbers seem to increase of students that we see that have those autistic characteristics. And so just bringing awareness to them and their needs. So if you notice, we all have our blue on today.
Yes, yes.
That's the color to wear for Autism Day. And so you'll see that across the district, just everyone supporting and saying, we see you, we hear you, and we're here to help you.
Well, I know, obviously, that means a lot to so many different people. And thankful for you to shed light on that and recognize that and make sure that those individuals know that you're here for their support.
Yes.
For sure. Well, we are going to wrap it up. Thank you so much, Ms. Cleveland. We appreciate it. Yes, absolutely. And Dr. Eller, thank you as always.
Yes,
we appreciate
thank
it.
You.
We'll highlight another assistant principal next week here on the Midweek Minute with
Can't
the superintendent.
Wait.